Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 929 FM ESPN. I was rolling up in here real fast. Was at the light, time was counting down. But we made it. God willing, we made it. We're all here. We're all here safe. We're all here in one piece. And tomorrow is set, isn't it? Grizz. Mavs, Kleiman, Nico, Ja, AD, John, can you feel it? This is why we play the play-in.
Hell yeah. Man, yesterday was absolute trash.
I didn't watch any of it.
I didn't either. I didn't watch a single second.
I studied up on the Dallas win.
Yeah.
But I had no intention of watching any of that mess.
That was not a great day for the argument that the play-in creates such drama.
The 9-10 stuff is nasty.
It really is.
I don't watch.
It really is.
Okay?
Yeah.
But I have everything I need because I know the matchup now.
Yes.
I know that Klay Thompson exercised some shooting demons.
Yes, he did.
Last night. And now he's got to come to Memphis, where tomorrow night, the Grizzlies will take on the Mavericks, of course. You can hear it all right here on 929 FM ESPN. That's an 8:30 game, 8 o'clock pregame here. Eric Hasseltine will be on the call. Grizzlies, 6.5-point favorites. Oh, boy. And obviously it's for a chance to face OKC in the first round. We have talked about it before in terms of what you do with this game. Well, you're going to go to the players, going to go win it, right? You don't tell players 1-2-3 Cancun. You say 1-2-3 win. And so we know with that will come, if you do, a series with OKC. You'll also convey that first round pick to the Washington Wizards that you had to send there for Marcus Smart. If you lose, keep the first rounder. We're not going to do all that stuff about, you know, whether it's ethical. Should you tank? Because you know why, John? You and I already know the answer. We don't need to have the discussion around here. Let's just go out and play the game. Are you ready?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. All right. He's still in playing mode. He treats this like the 9-10 game.
I mean,
and frankly, I'm not going to criticize you for it.
Yeah. I mean, a 10 has never made the playoffs. So if the Mavericks, in fact, do win tomorrow, it will be the first time a 10 has ever made the playoffs in the play-in format.
It's a different kind of 10, right? Because this dude, Anthony Davis, has only played 9 of their 30 games since the deadline.
That is fair. That is fair.
And they haven't had sort of this.
The 10th seed has never had Anthony Davis.
Right. Now, no Kyrie, and clearly that hurts them. Right. But sort of what Nico had envisioned is now here.
Yeah.
And certainly Anthony Davis is a big part of that. So that's the difference, is this isn't your average.
Well, and again,
Sacramento certainly found that out last night, too.
You know, and you got to keep in mind, I mean, a lot of these guys on this Mavericks team last year were relevant rotation guys on a finals team.
Well, and if they've got all their bigs, all their links.
Yeah, I mean, PJ, Derek Lively,
Gafford.
Obviously Anthony Davis is already a champion. Klay Thompson is a champion. So The only thing that you wondered about with them last night was going to be like, all right, do they care? Do they want to keep their season alive? Like, that's what you had to worry about with Dallas. And they obviously, I mean, what they score, they outscored them 44-19 in the second quarter. So,
Clay.
Yeah.
Clay, did you see the line? The same a year to the day that he went 0-10.
Wow.
In his final game as a Warrior in Sacramento, play and loss. He exercised the demons, thus the reference there. He broke out of it last night, obviously, and was huge for them in the second quarter.
Yeah. So the Mavericks move on to the Grizzlies tomorrow night inside FedEx Forum. It is for all of the marbles, for the chance to do the impossible, for the chance to do the unthinkable,
I've already kind of
for
done
the
that.
Chance to do, you know, the equivalent of biblically turning water into wine. Water into wine. A sling from death. This is what you asked for. You manifested this. You wanted the Goliath, brother. You about to get it. You about to get it.
I wanted a sling. My kid threw a grenade last night.
That's because nobody wants to do
because
that.
Because you did that.
I didn't. Don't blame it on me.
The moment I said sling, everybody ridiculed. Could have been sling around the world.
You did too
last
much
time
gyration.
My kid's doing a grenade.
You did too.
After he hit a three.
It looked like we should have had.
It's a fifth, sixth grade game.
If you would have started playing some genuine,
guess what?
It would have fit.
Guess what? They lost. We throwing grenades and L's.
Well, I mean, it probably wasn't CJ's fault, was it?
It is the culture.
Well,
and it's spreading.
Well, listen.
It's all over the world.
You about to get
but
your
so,
shot.
So back off my sling, dude. I'm not going to do this with you today. I've heard people arguing on the radio lately. You and I are not.
About what?
Not you and I are not. Whether you win or lose.
Well, I mean, that's going to be decided on the court. I mean, that's not going to be decided by, unless Ja doesn't play, that's the only way that it would be anywhere close to decided. You know, and they could still win the game with Scottie Pippen. So.
Well, and we'll get to it. Hopefully we'll have an update on Ja at some point, right? We got a big show lined up, don't we?
We do, yeah.
Let's do what we usually do.
Rob Fisher's going to
so
join
excited.
Us. We haven't talked to Fish in a while.
I know. I'm excited about it.
Rob Fisher's going to join us at 11:25 from FanDuel Sports Network, Night Court. Yeah. You didn't think I was nimble like that. You thought I was going to say Bally's. Nah, dog.
You've updated your priors.
Yeah, man. FanDuel Sports
As you've
Network.
Taught us.
He's going to join us. We'll talk to him about, you know, just sort of the vibes and you know, what to expect, you know, the rest of the way.
Yeah, break it down for us.
Yeah. So he'll join us. Happy to talk to him at 11:25. Stay tuned in the second hour, folks, all I can tell you. Then at 1:25, we're going to be joined by Michael Cole.
Hold on. So something stay tuned for in second hour.
Yes.
You're laying it out in the guest list. Okay.
I don't want to oversell it. I really don't want to oversell it, but I think people will enjoy it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. Let me take that in. And now in hour three, we're going to have DeMichael Cole.
Yes.
Packed show.
Yes.
B writer from Commercial Appeal does a great job on
That's
the Grizzlies.
Right. That's right.
Wonderful job on the Grizzlies. He's got hits all over the place. Really appreciate his time.
Yes. So
forward to that.
Yeah. We'll talk to DeMichael at 1:25 about the Grizzlies.
Oh, yeah. We're quadrupling down
like
Zach did on youth.
Look.
We're quadrupling down on playing.
We don't have a lot of time left with each other.
Wake up.
You know, you have to maximize it. Because as I explained to Brad, it's going to be 2-0 before Wednesday next week. Okay? And nobody will want to think about the Grizzlies anymore when that's in the books. So,
all we'll be talking up coming
back. Game three, the game three comeback. When you lost on average of by an average of 23 points a game in OKC. Oh, that's the brutality of a playoff series. It really is, because it comes back to you. You're down 2-0. You know you can't win. You still got to go through the motions.
It doesn't have to be like this.
Oh man!
And if you apparently if you check the Jeff Calkins Show poll, which you should be listening to the show from 9/11. You'll see that a great many people. I think a great many, maybe more than you think, are with me on the sort of, you don't have to have it in that way.
Yeah, Jeff Calkins, number one midday show in America. 57% of the poll is they would like to win and play the Thunder. 42% of the poll.
We came down 42.
43%. Now, again, only 353 votes. So,
no, that's a significant amount. You put a poll out, I bet you get about 12 votes on the J&J poll. So that's compared that's a good local poll there. You know Jeff Leeds.
Yeah, Jeff Leeds. But we do need, I think, more precincts reporting than 350 people.
No, I think, I mean,
we get like a full opinion.
Does it, at one point, it was closer to 50-50. Does it not surprise you as much as we've heard sort of how you don't do this, even though there's a whole world of tanking
because fans
things where
like,
it actually...
Fans don't think like that, right?
Okay, yeah.
Fans don't think
obviously,
in the long term.
Well, it's ridiculous if you're talking about telling players to do it. Like, we're talking about from a front office standpoint.
Well, I just think
just like, I mean, what are we talking about? When you benched everybody for the last game against Dallas, there was a greater good there. We don't need to go back.
No, I just think like the average Grizzlies fan is probably relatively casual. You know, they don't think about salary cap. They don't think about Supermax. They don't think about any of that.
Well, how about first round pick that can help you get a veteran if you trade it with another player, which everyone seems to understand, but I don't know. That will be gone.
The diehards are, I think that's your 43%.
Oh, yeah.
I think you're more casual. Well, let's go take on the.
I'm fine with it being, you know, it was close to 50-50. I think it's smart for the folks that are fine with losing. You don't have to be rooting for it. Everybody gets it.
Well, and I just think like, listen, they're probably going to win tomorrow night against the Mavericks. That's my guess. I mean, they are 6.5-point favorites. They've handled them. You know, I feel like every time they played since Luka left. I know Anthony Davis wasn't in either of those matchups.
None.
So that will be an interesting wrinkle. But I still think they win that game at home. That's my guess. I could be wrong, but
that line doesn't feel big to you. With Ja's status, you know, at least relatively uncertain, we think he's going to play.
I don't know.
Play.
I could kind of see this.
With
as
Anthony Davis in there that you haven't seen them with all year long, even including in the game on Sunday?
The rest of it is just so shaky to me. That's
the length inside isn't shaky.
Yeah. Well, we got Big Zach, bro.
The issue, I'll tell you this, and probably ended for them as far as I'm concerned. If they get Klay Thompson from last night, that's shooting the ball the way he did and blowing up in the second quarter early in the game and being a difference, then you get that Klay Thompson,
right.
You know, then Dallas is a threat. Now, if it's just AD out there, then I'm with you.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why, and you're winning going away.
Yeah, I mean, most of the
time. If no Klay, if he doesn't show up, I feel pretty good about handling him.
Yeah, you're not going to get.
A couple guys off the bench, though, too, last night, pretty decent, too, weren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, they played a lot of guys.
Yeah.
All right, y'all keep looking at them like it's some like it's the same old Dallas team all season long. It's not with AD in there. He's only played 9 games.
I agree with you. Look, if Kyrie was in this game, I would say they win.
It's 10, including last night. They are 7-3 with AD.
Who have they beaten in those?
Oh, mostly bad teams.
Right.
You are a bad team.
That's fair. I mean, that's
as far as this collapse is concerned.
Yeah. No, you're right. I can't argue that. I mean, so you have two. The only reason why I say it is just because, like, this is the kind of team
you
that the Grizzlies
You tell me this. I'll just ask it this way. Who do you think's more motivated to go play OKC on a national stage right now, the Grizzlies or Anthony Davis? Who his agent told him, let's sit out the rest of the year.
Yeah.
This dude has come back. Kendrick Todd, he's showing, I mean, this is a literally a respect burger type commitment to, no, I'm going to come back. I'm going to show Dallas what they traded for, at least the fans, and I'm going to play ball the rest of the way. This dude probably does, and we got some of it last night. This dude wants to get through. He wants to beat you and play OKC, so then he can go play Hardenstein and Chet and go show them. You think the Grizz are up for this? You think they're looking? I think there's more motivation on that side. I know this team got up for Golden State. I think that's natural for them, but I think, you know, there's a good possibility, too, that you're going to get a team that once it goes down 2-0, John, like you talked about, that probably itself thinks it's over, especially back half of those rotation guys that some of are already checked out anyway.
Yeah, but I think you're going to be dealing with that, you know, multitudes.
Cool. Okay.
But I just think the Grizzlies win. I think we just fundamentally – I'm not saying that it won't be a close game. I'm not saying they're going to blow them out or anything.
Yeah, no, my whole point is that this is a 7-3 team that you have to respect.
Yeah.
And that is motivated to prove something because they've got a general manager who everybody's trashing.
Yeah.
And frankly, especially Anthony Davis is playing for him.
I mean, listen.
Playing for himself. Anthony Davis is mad that L.A. traded him.
If Jared plays the way he played against Golden State, they're going to lose.
Mm-hmm. I'm concerned. Yeah.
You know, they're going to
lose. I'm concerned it will be a close game.
Now,
you're not getting stops. They can get stops.
Right.
So.
Right.
I think it's going to be a good game. I think it's and we'll see how motivated the Grizzlies are. We really will, because I know Dallas is going to be motivated.
Now, we do not have an injury report yet.
That I know of.
Okay, so we do not have an injury report yet on the Grizzlies. We're still waiting on that. See where Ja has said he's playing. I mean, that obviously
Josh
is.
Josh said he's getting off Twitter. Got back on, right back on a
right.
days later.
Look, I have, let me be clear about this. I have negative emotional attachment to whatever happens tomorrow night. Like, pragmatically, it would be better for the Grizzlies if they lost. No question about
it. The quicker way to fixing this is by losing.
Correct.
Because you keep the draft pick,
rather
you can
than,
use it to package with a player and get older.
Because, folks, we
very
have
simple.
We have seen the Oklahoma City Thunder series this year. It was a destruction each and every time. They were healthy. You were healthy. They were not in a lot of those games. And they walked you down every single time. You, let me be clear about this. You have no chance against the Oklahoma City Thunder. I'm going to say it again. The Grizzlies have no chance
well, the
against
athletics,
the Thunder.
I mean, that was, they had a chance against Golden State, bro.
But I'm just saying. If,
and then Houston beat Duke, so.
Yeah.
Your record isn't great.
They have no chance in a seven-game series against the Thunder.
Why did you do that?
No chance. Well, I mean, they did.
Here we go, six
they
games.
They didn't lose. They didn't lose, or they didn't beat the Warriors. They were down 20. I mean, you could say they had a chance, I suppose, but.
I mean, the Athletic is a little the headline. Grizz had a chance, 5.1 left blue.
I don't want to hear what the liberal
you
rag.
You get to have it
New
because.
New York Times, fake news media.
You get to have it because Golden State pulled it out. The Grizzlies had taken the lead,
which
bro. Which literally equates to they had a chance.
But that's the thing.
I'm not going to do it. I mean, you got it. The Golden State won. That's where
right.
you were right.
And that's
Memphis
what's going to.
Had a chance.
And they don't execute late because they have no chance late. Because they don't execute late. That's been borne out game after game after game after game after game, regardless of who the coaching staff is, regardless of who the head coach is. You are not going to out-execute in the late stages Mark Daigneault in Oklahoma City and Shai Gilgeous, who can score from everywhere on the court. You have no chance. So we're saying the same things, you know?
It's not even about the series. It's about the pick.
Right.
It's about the fixing of this. If there's one road that says you're just going to run it back, that's the road that you play. You win tomorrow. You play OKC. The pick gets conveyed to Washington. You don't have much in the way of assets. You're running it back in a lot of the ways. I'm not with that plan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I could be very wrong. Again, others are on that plan. Smart people think that GG and Vince, another year of development. Jalen Wells looked great. Edie here at the end, I can buy all that. I'm just not with that plan because that's what you've continued to do.
Right.
I'm with the plan of now adding veteran help around the big three. I think that's the way to go. It looks to me like what other teams in the league are doing. And so it's not about how embarrassed or how one-sided the series against OKC would be, or even if the Grizzlies had a chance. It's about whether or not you want the pick. For me, the pick is the quicker way to fixing this. And for those, again, that continue to say, why bring another young player in here, understand me.
Mm.
It's not to use the pick
no.
for a young player. It's to package it with either GG, Vince, both of them,
right.
if you got to,
right.
to get real help right now to be a contender next season.
Well, and
well,
by
make
the way,
sure it's clear so we knock out this idea, too, of, oh, Jason wants to, and others want to keep the pick, lose, keep the pick, and get another player. Haven't we proven we don't need another player? Yes! We've said it day after day. You want to use the pick to put with the young players you have to get some veteran help that can help Ja, Jaren, and Bane right now. It's very simple. It has nothing to do with the OKC series. It's about the pick.
Well, you could also win the lottery. I mean, you could. I mean, it's unlikely, but at least you're live. Like you
right.
have a
and listen,
statistical probability.
And Jeff was making that the point of you could get a good player even if you're not, what is it, 0.5 to get the Cooper Flag? Whatever. That's not happening, but you could get a good player.
That's
you could
more
still
of a chance
up.
Than them beating Oklahoma City in a series.
That said, there are very few livelies, right, that were ready to contribute to a contender as rookies. There are very few. Drew, we just had the conversation with Drew yesterday about this. There are very few rookies ready to contribute. Maybe Jalen Wells would have been one of those guys.
Yeah.
To contending teams, although
right.
this team was no longer a contender.
I mean,
Lively was that for Dallas last year. It rarely happens. And so, again, I'm with that. If there's some special player, you get some special jump.
Yeah.
But the likelihood is, remember, the Nets wanted a first-round pick along with Conchar and Luke Kennard to get DFS.
Yeah.
It's the first-round picks, guys, that are valuable, and especially when you have as few assets
yes.
now as the Grizzlies.
Well, like, I mean, I'll tell you this. Depending on
this is very clear.
If the Grizzlies landed, let's say, even eighth, can they land eighth?
I have no idea, bro.
Or is it
I'm just not top three?
I
with the percentage chance, yeah, I have no idea. It's right up there. Go to Tankathon and all that. I think all that might stuff might be there.
But if, you know, like.
It's .5 to go to one.
A Con Knipple, you know, a Con Knipple in the top 10.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's an intriguing.
It's intriguing. It doesn't excite me in terms of jumping back into next year. Y'all, not you, folks told me Zach Edey was the final piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everything else was right. Oh, because Vince is going to, you know, once he's back, he's going to be right. And, oh, remember what Gigi did. And, you know, I mean, and again, then you move off Marcus Smart. The veterans that you have, you moved off of, you stayed, you know. This is obviously, that plan is not working, so that plan must be changed, and it's easier to change the plan if you have the pick. That
right.
said, you're not telling Job, Bane, and Jaren to lay down. I understand it.
Right. Well, this is not exactly the pep talk that Memphis was looking for today.
It's the common sense Memphis needs. But I'm all for having that laid out and saying go win,
right?
Go win.
You know,
but understand
that
the greater good comes with losing. The better way to fix this comes with losing.
Yeah,
because you then have more in your arsenal to fix this.
Yeah, I genuinely do think that 0.5%.
And you kind of got away to it, I'll be honest with you. You have a, you know, rather than a whole, oh, they're tanking. Whoa, that's bad optically. Ja is your way.
Right.
His status is your way.
Yeah, I mean, that exactly.
Now, he did say, I'm playing. And so if you decided as an organization to sit him, yeah, there's a little bit, oh, man, you're supposed to play.
They can only get the top three, by the way. That's the only thing. They can't jump to, like, eight or anything like that. So they're either top three or.
Or out.
The last.
Bottom.
Yeah, pick of the lottery. So. Again, at least you have a chance. But my contention truly is that if it's a 0.5% chance of landing Cooper Flagg and getting the number one pick, that is higher than the Grizzlies' chances of beating the Thunder in a 7-game series. I mean, it truly is. So I'd rather take the 0.5%, bro. Give me the Willie Walker golden ticket. Let me take a shot at it. You know, rather than be walked down four straight games and, you know, humbled yet again. So, again, I know that Grizzlies fans are not thinking like that, but you have
like there's a few of them, and I'm sure there are Grizzlies fans among that 200 something that voted in this poll that said they'd rather have the pick.
Right.
Well, I'm sure there are some Grizzlies fans that are on this side of it
because they understand that you have a sick patient, you got to give it some medicine, right? You got to give the sick patient a little bit of medicine so he can get better in the long term. But you know, you're gonna get medicine either way.
tying it to culture, oh my gosh! Every time I hear it, just makes me roll my eyes. You have no culture. You have to fix this culture you don't have. The quicker way to fix it is keeping the pick, fixing the culture. Whether that's a coach, whether it's having more veteran players.
Yep.
You don't do that by running it back.
Right.
With this same group
and just hoping it changes.
Oh my God! They're going to grow out of it. Jaren's still fouling year seven.
Yeah, now you're
Josh, right. Ja again and again. Ja's for the most part, what has he played? 50 games. I mean, it's been a solid season. Certainly, his numbers were down, but they went back up with Isolo. But let's be real too. I mean, too caught up in whether it's the officiating, what's going on and off the court. We cheered him on as he poked Silver in the eye, and that was fun. But, you know, this is 6 years now, Ja, and you got one playoff series win. What you here to do? We're here to have some fun and go viral. We're here to win playoff series.
It's time to start winning.
Like, you got to change gears here, man.
Yep. Yep. Agreed.
Get on board.
All right. Well, Jason will be delivering the pregame sermon down there.
No, I'm going to have a speech for you before every OKC game. I'm going to get up for it somehow. I'm going to pray,
Are you feeling inspired, Brad? I'm feeling. I want to run through a wall.
Now you tell me. You're telling me they're gonna what on that? You're telling me they're gonna beat Dallas.
Oh, I think
tomorrow.
They do beat. I do. I think they win. I could they cover? Could the Dallas Mavericks cover? Yes. I do think the Grizzlies will win, though. In fact, though, your speech. You know, sometimes coaches make you want to run through a wall.
Mm-hmm.
I just ran into it and just stopped. Right. It just stopped me flat in my run.
Just sit in the chair with my speech. You don't need to do anything.
Lay down. Lay down.
Be still, trust God.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. Exactly. Anyway, we'll talk to Rob Fisher about all of this sort of dilemma, right, of trying to square everything right now.
I hate to put him in a position because he gets it. But,
for sure.
You know, he He would tell us, too, you know what these guys want to do. So, you know.
Well, he's going to come on here and set you straight, man.
No, he's going to break it down for us and who's going to win. He's probably going to be with you that the Grizzlies will win.
Yeah. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to throw a start popping bottles over it, man. I done told you that they have no chance to beat the Thunder. Like,
no, I know. You want the pick so you can get Cooper Flagg. You got to
give me a 0.5% chance.
You got a Disney dream. You talking about.
Give me a 0.5 chance.
No, you over here talking about Con Knipl in the Grizzlies jersey. It's pretty intriguing.
I was misinformed. It can only be top three, so it'd be Dylan Harper. Ace Bailey, though, at three. If you get to three, Ace Bailey would be, it'd be something to get excited about. You know? He's a modern three.
I mean, I'm always excited about a possible jump.
You move Bane to the two.
2019? Where did we jump up from to get to two?
Oh, I don't remember.
But it's unnecessary.
But it was somewhere.
Right,
it wasn't as low as they are now.
Of course not. Right.
It was in that realm. You know, they weren't like top five or anything, I don't believe.
It was Magic.
Yeah.
So we need more of that. Yeah. We need some of that 2019 Magic. I have to go back and see where we were.
We'll talk to Rob Fisher about all of this and more when we get back. Jason and John, 90 FM, ESPN.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We're overdue for this. Rob Fisher, Fish Nation, sideline. Post-game, pre- and post-game, FanDuel Sports Network. Catch him on the night court with Brevin Knight. He joins us now. Fish, what's up, man?
Not much. How you fellas doing?
maintaining.
Missed you, but we've been watching.
Yeah, we've been.
I've been listening, and I love your show. I'm a big fan of the show, except when you talk about my Grizzlies, then I get upset.
Hey, that's why we brought you on, man. We wanted you to set Jason straight.
Yeah, set me. Yeah, and
My favorite part in the last week was when you were talking to Brad. I think it was yesterday about how much fun Brad had at the game on Sunday, and he mentioned Yuki, and Jason just blurts out, "Oh, the circus."
Oh man!
Well,
Rob Fisher is keeping you accountable for your words.
Again,
I'm keeping receipts, man.
Because Yuki gets the kids up out of their seats. My son was one of the ones that jumped up on that behind the head throw.
Yeah.
Now here's the thing, Fish. Jason is the Grizz ombudsman, right? He is the he holds this Grizzlies organization accountable. So he's a tough cookie, man. He's a tough grader.
Let's be real, too, yeah. Rob. The collapse has been tough to watch, and that's something right in front of us that we've all had to sort of deal with. And some have jumped off of a ledge, and some have said, "No, everything's okay." And I'm probably closer to that ledge, but clearly this has not been the way we had envisioned it. Even that trade deadline, right? When you're still sitting there, what was it, 35-16, and feeling like you're probably not cemented, obviously, but feeling pretty good about landing a top four seed, and here you are in the second play-in game. So it has. And Rob, you're watching it closer than all of us. So
you're exactly right. I mean, I think at the trade deadline, my thought on the team was it was a positive thought on the team that we hadn't seen their ceiling yet.
Yep.
Still kind of waiting for Gigi and Vince to kind of get in the mix, and still waiting for Ja to be playing consistently, that we hadn't seen the ceiling. And that was exciting to me, because I thought, you're in the two seed, and I still didn't think you had seen the best of the Grizzlies. The problem is, as we sit here today in April, we still haven't.
Right.
We still haven't seen that ceiling. And maybe there isn't a ceiling. Maybe we're at the ceiling. And because it's consistently been the same way, since the All-Star break, where you haven't executed in fourth quarters, you've turned the ball over, and not only turned the ball over, but given up too many points off turnovers. And that was the case again against Golden State the other night.
19.
That game went exactly the way that I thought. I thought Golden State would get themselves a lead because they're so capable of scoring that they can get a lead, but they also allow you to come back. And I thought it would be a good game for three quarters, and it'll come down to the fourth quarter. And what happened? Grizzlies turn it over six times in the fourth quarter. Yeah. That leads to 9 points. That was a third of their turnovers and a third of their points off turnovers that they gave up in the game, and that all happened in the fourth quarter. And it culminated with the five-second violation at the end of the game. And just, mistakes and failure to execute down the stretch is the concern for this team right now. And how does it get fixed? How does it suddenly change? I guess your hope is that they just flip the switch, but they haven't shown that they're capable of doing that just yet.
Rob, real quick on the turnovers, you're the perfect guy to ask. You've been watching it closer. Are they a result? Are more of them the result of this fast pace right now? It's slowed down a little bit under Isolo from where it was under Taylor, but they're still number one in pace for the year. How much of it's been associated with pace, and then how many of them, Rob, have been, the boneheaded type, the ones we get? I mean, frankly, we were doing it right after Colorado State when the Tigers lost. We've hit penny on these. It's been characteristic of his team. How many of them are the ones you can't avoid, the unforced ones? What's sort of been the balance there on them?
Well, I think I don't know the number, but I would say there are too many of the bonehead ones.
Mm-hmm.
The other night, Desmond Bane driving into the lane and tries a behind-the-back bounce pass.
Yep.
I mean, what are we doing? And just cross-court passes that are intercepted. That's why the bonehead ones are the ones that lead directly to points.
100% live.
And and those are the ones that are costing them so much and cost them again against Golden State. When you turn the ball over more than a handful of times and they capitalize on almost every one, those are open-court bad passes that lead to fast break baskets. And those are just things that can't happen, especially come playoff time when you just have to cherish every single
100%.
Possession.
100%.
And they're just not doing that. I think they've done a nice job here recently really in the last maybe seven games of playing with a good sense of urgency and maybe playing with more of a sense of urgency than they had played previously. But that's lasting for three quarters. Yep. And it's not carrying over into the fourth quarter. And that's been the real disappointing thing, because when this team, I mean, the Denver game stands out more than anything.
No doubt.
When you get outscored 25-14 and you know, your big three score a combined 3 points in the fourth quarter. I mean, that's just the way it's been here recently against good teams. And you're going to face another good team on Friday. And, you know, what's going to be the case? If it's close in the fourth quarter, will you be able to make the plays? And right now I'd be concerned.
It's an interesting case because you look at the Mavs, obviously disastrous trade, one of the worst trades, if not the worst trade in the history of sports, by sending Luka to the Lakers. They have not really had the idea of what they thought they would have. They thought they would have this pairing of Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving. They lose Kyrie Irving. They don't really even have Anthony Davis for much of the season. But they are 7-3 when he is in the lineup. So how do you sort of square exactly the caliber of this Mavs team that's coming in here tomorrow night?
Yeah, we haven't really seen them. I mean, we've seen them twice since the trade. One time they were down to seven guys on the roster. And the Grizzlies beat them. The other time was just Sunday in the last game of the regular season, where they didn't have Davis, they didn't have Washington.
Cirque du Soleil, as Jason called it.
Right. That's exactly what it was. So we haven't seen this team, but I do know one thing. Anthony Davis gives us hell. And,
that's right.
You know, that's the guy that I'd be concerned about. And it's not just Anthony Davis. It's Gafford and Lively. I mean, the size that they can come with, how are the Grizzlies going to combat that? It's going to be a big night, a big test for Zach Edey, and importance for Zach Edey to stay on the floor. It's going to be a big night for Jaren Jackson Jr. And Jaren Jackson Jr., the importance of staying on the floor, which he did against Golden State, but didn't have his greatest game against Golden State. So, I mean, you need good Jaren, good Dez, good Ja, and then you need the others to fill in. And, you know, I think it's going to be a tough matchup just because you have to handle AD. That's my biggest concern. And then P.J. Washington, the way that he's been able to shoot, and then Brian Williams killed us a couple of times this year off the bench. He's been really good, so that's another guy to keep an eye on as well. So I think Dallas, you know, just watching last night's game, Dallas played with that desire and that will to win, and that desire and that will to make the playoffs. And they could become the first 10 seed to make the playoffs from the play-in. And I think they're driven to do it. The question is, how driven are the Grizzlies at this point? Mm-hmm. After expending so much energy against Golden State, coming up on the losing end, now you're playing a game for the 8 seed for a chance to play Oklahoma City in the playoffs. You know, what sort of mentality do the Grizzlies have? And I'm concerned about that tomorrow.
It was an unfair situation to be handed. That's just factual. It's not an opinion in terms of Isolo, what he gets. And the way the Grizzlies were playing and asking him, okay, go fix this and make us knitter again, that was never going to happen. Just what have you made of his handling of the team, the nine, I think it was, final regular season games? You know, him in these huddles, their engagement in him, the way he's handled things in this tough spot.
It's a short sample size for sure, but what I've noticed from Coach Isolo is his communication is the way he speaks at a press conference, very slow and deliberate. He's that way in the huddle as well. It's very calm.
Yep.
It's very deliberate. There's a lot of eye contact. You know, he goes down the line talking to each guy, and they seem engaged. It seems like there's good communication. It seems like they're playing harder. It seems like they understand the message he's trying to get across. You know, but to that fact, I thought the same thing with Taylor Jenkins, to be honest with you.
Sure.
So I don't know. I think they're playing hard. I think they put the accountability on themselves. And I think they're giving him a shot for sure, and they're paying attention to him, and they're listening to his message, and so it's been a seamless transition. But you know, I said the same thing to Brevin a lot of times, that I felt like, you know, the communication with Taylor Jenkins and the players was very good. I thought there was a lot of attention being paid in the huddles. I thought when they went out onto the floor, they carried it over. And then he was gone, and they say he lost the player. So what do I know? I guess, but I think it's been a good back and forth with the team and with the head coach, at least at this point so far.
You know, we're talking to Rob Fisher from FanDuel Sports Network, pregame, postgame, sideline. It reminds me a little bit, not quite as drastic, but when Memphis 2 years ago was ranked in the top 10, and they just sort of like plunged and plunged and plunged. In fairness to the Grizzlies, this Grizzlies team far better, far better. But by the end of it, you were just like, man, I'm ready for this to be over. I don't know if that's exactly where everybody is, but if it is a first-round series with the Thunder that have just handled the Grizzlies, even when the Thunder are not healthy, like, how do you go into that one? That's the part I'm just having to – I want to believe that any Grizz team that has a healthy Ja, Jaren, and Bane on it has a live shot. But, man, this Thunder team is so different. I think they have the highest net rating in the history of the league.
Yeah, and I mean they're really good, and they're so good defensively. And where that has hurt the Grizzlies this season is when they played really good defensive teams, because of that turnover problem. You know, one of the worst turnover teams in the league. And all you have to do is look back at the last meeting between Oklahoma City and the Grizzlies. Grizzlies were there for three quarters, and then what happened? The fourth quarter happened. And what happened? They turned the ball over, and Oklahoma City didn't, and Oklahoma City converted, and the Grizzlies didn't, and all of a sudden you lose the game, and it doesn't even look as close as the game was. It was the same thing that night, and heck, when they got home from Oklahoma City, they fired their head coach, because it was something that just continually happened over and over and over again. I don't know. I mean, once you get there, you know, you play, and you play to win, And again, they gave them all they could handle in the last game for three quarters. It's just so much of this team just comes down to the simple fact that they have trouble executing in the fourth quarter. I mean, it just goes back to what I was saying at the beginning. It's been a problem. It's been a problem all year. It's been a problem against good teams, and Oklahoma City's the best team in the NBA right now. So would that be a problem? Yeah. I mean, I go back to when the Grizzlies had the crazy roster, when they made the playoffs and Jordan Farmar was starting and Birdman was starting and Zach Randolph was on that team, and they were down 3-0 to the Spurs, and at a press conference at home before that fourth game, the great Mike Sadie asked Zach Randolph, it's when we had the We Believe mantra going around, and he asked Zach Randolph if he believed when we were down 3-0, and Zach looked at him and just said, yeah, I believe. And I think that's kind of the way that I feel right now. Is, yeah, okay, sure, I believe.
Walk but, by faith, not by sight, baby, you know?
No, exactly. I believe because I'm supposed to. and you play the game. So, you know, I'm one, and I know there's been a discussion of, do you lose this game so you can keep your draft pick? I'm one that, no, that's not even a question. You play to make the playoffs, and you play to go as far as you can, because anything can happen. And I'm all about winning this game on Friday and getting to Oklahoma City, and you just take your chances. You know, how long of a series can you make it? Can you possibly pull it off? You've won a series as an 8 seed before in franchise history. Can you do it again? Well, I think the odds are stacked against you, but like I said, the last time they played, it was even. It was an even game in Oklahoma City until the fourth quarter happened. So they have to tighten that up. They have to be better there. Is there enough time to get better in that area and to tighten that up? Probably not, but can you flip the switch? Maybe. You know, that's what gives you hope, I think, going into a series with OKC.
Robert, if you pull back and we'll say, you know, if we assume that whatever it looks like that you end up falling to OKC as that 8 seed, is the roster close enough in your eyes to essentially run it back? You know, maybe a tweak, or is there more of a necessary adjustment needed in terms of maybe it is veteran help that you're putting around the big three? I know the Smart thing didn't work out. That seemed to be the idea. We heard this team associated with Dorian Finney-Smith before he goes to the Lakers. Do you need more of that? Or, you know, in the scenario where Vince and Gigi get full years and to continue to develop, you're running it back and you're a top four seed, you're a contender like you want to be. Which way do you see it going?
Well, I think on the one hand, you could look at it and you could say, we were only two games away from the three seed. You could say if Ja, you know, if we were healthy this season and Ja played a four season,
sure,
would we have had three or four more wins?
True.
Possibly. And, you know, now you're talking about being a two seed.
You're right.
However, when you use the eye test, you're not close to Oklahoma City.
I agree.
You're not close to Houston. You're not close to the Lakers. You're not. So I don't think it's just run it back. I think you have to look at this season and say, all right, teams have jumped us and we have fallen back. We need to get better. Whether that's veteran help, which I agree with you, I think that's something that needs to be done. Bench help, you know, we went into this season thinking the bench is better than it was 2 years ago. And for the first half of the season, they were.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I think we look back and say, okay, the schedule certainly had something to do with that. I mean, this team is 20-3 when Jay Huff goes for 10 points. 20-3 on the season when Jay Huff goes for 10. But Jay Huff can't be in the rotation right now.
That'd be against some bad teams.
Against a lot of bad teams early in the season. Yeah. I mean, you beat up on the East Conference. Yeah. And I think that became very apparent as the season went on. But I think you have to look at this season and say, you're a ways away from being at the top of the West. You're a ways away from being a contender and an NBA championship title contender because all those teams had passed you, and they all dominated you this year.
That's right.
You know, whether Ja was in the lineup or not, it didn't matter. They dominated you. So I think they're – I don't know if I'd say major, but I certainly wouldn't say minor either.
Yep.
But somewhere in the middle, they need to make some moves.
We're on the same page, brother.
Talking to Rob Fisher from FanDuel Sports Network, Night Court with Brevin Knight here on the show. Last thing, let's switch gears a little bit. I want to get your thoughts on what we saw take place in college football this week. Nico Iamaleava, you know, his camp says he didn't hold out, but obviously we all know what that was. He wanted more money from Tennessee. Tennessee said, you're going to have to get it from somebody else because we're not doing it. Your deal was your deal. And he is gone. And I think he's going to land at UCLA for significantly less money, especially when you factor in cost of living. Just how important do you think that moment was for college athletics and for schools around the country that Tennessee did not cave in to their starting quarterback's off-season spring practice, essentially, demands?
Well, I think you'd like to say that it's something that'll catch on. And, you know, other programs would look at that as an example and say they're not going to be held hostage by these college kids who want this ridiculous money to play college athletics. But I don't know if that's the case. I mean, if you're a coach that's going to lose a guy that's your best player, you might have to cave in. I think guys will have to cave in. I thought it was great what Tennessee did. I thought it was great that they just said, screw it, we're not doing this, and you can go find something better. And he's not finding anything better and didn't find anything better right off the bat. And I think that's great. I like the SEC rule that if you transfer inside the conference, you have to sit out a year. I think that's a great rule to keep these kids from doing it. I mean, college athletics are just, you know, I don't think it's out of control. I think it's just we're in a new era that's crazy, and I love it. I love the players getting the opportunity to get paid. I love that it's not cheating anymore to pay these guys, but I do think it's crazy that we're holding the schools hostage for these contracts, and, you know, the schools don't even have the money yet. A lot of them don't have the money to be able to do it. Andy Kennedy waving his player goodbye and congratulating him for getting more money to go elsewhere. So I think it's I think it's fun for college athletics because it's amusing to me, the chaos. That's why I love your show, when you guys are talking about chaos with everybody else. I just don't like you talking about chaos with my Grizzlies. That's all. That's the only difference.
It was more fun when they were two.
It's been
West.
A chaotic finish since the trade deadline. Fish, what can I tell you?
And that's the problem.
Exactly.
The biggest problem with your show is that I agree with you guys on most of what you're talking about.
Sounds like we're on the same page, yeah, about a lot of it. It really does.
Hey, Fish, man, it's always
we love having you on, brother.
Thank you.
Hey, my pleasure. Anytime, fellas.
He is, man. Rob Fisher, the great man. Rob Fisher, pre-post sideline, FanDuel Sports Network. All right, have a lot to get to here on the show, including some fun. We're going to have some fun in the second hour. We're going to have some fun. We're going to get back a little bit to our roots a little bit, right?
Tremendous tease.
We're going to get back to our roots a little bit because they said I fell off. Ooh, I needed that.
Who said it?
Y'all said it.
You act like.
Y'all insinuated it, implied it. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody said it on Twitter, one person.
So I said, all right, you know what? Yeah, I might be stuck in midday, one of our four midday shows, but I'm a make the most of it.
You it's know? A long midday in Memphis.
Is you know what I'm saying?
But it's a great midday.
It's really just the work day, right? I cherish 11 to 2, you know? I really do.
And you about to show them somehow.
I'm about to show them. We're going to have a little bit of fun in the second hour. I hope I'm not overselling this, but I think...
It's starting to sound like Kendrick Lamar, like you're about to pop out.
No, it's not going to be quite Kendrick Lamar, but I do think that, you know, people will have a good time. People
you've
will have
sold something.
You know,
we shall see what it is.
I was trying to think of like a good, you know, Kendrick.
I think you
reference.
I think you've got number one program director in the country perplexed.
It's not Kendrick Lamar, but Memphis fans will have some euphoria.
Isn't this a good tease, BC?
Euphoria.
Great. I could hear him mouth the words. It's great.
You know, high entropy.
Stop.
Let's build. We'll come back. Jason and John on Detroit FM, ESPN.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.